Thank you, Mr. President. The Philippine delegation sincerely appreciates the important comments and recommendations so far made by our fellow member states relative to our human rights performance since 2012. We are now ready to respond to certain questions and issues raised on the floor. Please note that much of what has been asked is already covered by our country report submitted to the HRC Secretariat. The members of our delegation will nonetheless try to supplement, expound, or clarify these matters by way of response. Allow me to begin by answering questions pertaining to the government's attitude toward and relationship with human rights defenders and the Philippine Commission on Human Rights. As a matter of policy, the government promotes and protects the human rights of our people in an environment of inclusivity. Under Administrative Order Number 163, the state, in ensuring its effectiveness in complying with its human rights obligations under the core treaties that it has signed in the last 6 decades, encourages the active participation of NGOs, SEOs, and relevant sectors in the process. In the meantime, in the state's legislature, all congressional hearings on the enactment of laws that impact on human rights promotion and protection include the participation of human rights defenders. And we wish to stress that many of the members of our Congress, especially those coming from the party list groups, have strong backgrounds as human rights defenders and cause-oriented advocates. Taking this step further, the state is in the process of reviewing the possible enactment of a law that will define certain rights of human rights defenders and will provide penalties for violations. Let me now address certain comments raised on the floor expressing concerns on how the Philippine government deals with our Commission on Human Rights. First of all, the government respects the mandate of the CHR as an independent institution and has always allowed the body to exercise its constitutional mandate without any intervention. Although some critics would point out that the president appoints the members of the commission, such appointments are based on a selection process that gives weight to relevant endorsements, most of which come from human rights NGOs, CSOs, and relevant sector groups. Over the years, the CHR has lived up to its reputation as the institutional watchdog on human rights in the Philippines. To further strengthen the capability of the CHR in the investigation of human rights cases, provision of assistance to victims, and other operational programs, our Congress saw it fit to nearly double the budget of the CHR from 2016 to 2017, as reported by Senator Cayetano. On the proposal to ratify the Convention on the Protection of All Persons Against Enforced Disappearance, the Philippine government continues to express reservations on the ratification of said convention, given that effective remedies are already in place, could be accessed, and are continually being enhanced. Thank you, Mr. President. Now I call on USEC Undersecretary Reynante Orseo of our Department of Justice to address questions pertaining to cases of extrajudicial killings, trafficking in persons, and related issues.
Action to address cases of extrajudicial killings. The government has an interagency committee created under Administrative Order 35 that works to resolve cases of enforced disappearances, torture,